Blog Talk Radio.
Stay cool like the other side of pillow. Y'all clones, Mr. Smith, ain't talking Papa or Willow. Crashed in the whip, still cruising out in the rental. When you smooth like this, they custom your instrumental. Palm trees, cool breeze, and just in a cold press, press. I just kick it by the sea in my pelican nest. Need my birds looking fly, put them in a sundress. Papa propagated my player when he took me out west. It ain't complicated, my major key, being optimistic in a major key. Raised by the sea, I just meditated, set free, so...
Sun on my face, sun on my feet, come to the beach. Cold in the heart, hot in the head, cold
it's
as a breeze.
It's so cold inside your thoughts. Down in Playa del Rey, melt away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you in this island that we could survive. And I'm cooling, drifting, cruising. Breezy, I stay cooling. Drifting, cruising. Breezy like the beach, I'm
deals on this shit. My hoe get her own chips. That's a real nigga bitch. Nigga, you
driving, but you in your feelings with this bitch. You was a hunt, you was act, you was eat, now you was pissed. Got like four of my niggas pimps. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit. Should've quit fucking with you a long time ago, nigga. You safe with this shit. You a pussy, I should've seen it. I blame myself cause I didn't pace it. You got tendencies of a suck and I should've let my niggas bust. Show me greed and the sign of betrayal and now I'm touched. Used to be one of them niggas, I get it in four, now fuck. Always talking that they were shit and I believe. Nigga, you was snake and I heard you were ratting on me.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all this hoe expect from me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
The PM tape, coming soon. This is the mix going on out here, nigga. Niggas out here robbing niggas, running up on niggas, knocking niggas down, nigga. Niggas is not taking no shit out here in the Bay, man. It's like real motherfucking crazy right now, nigga. Rap niggas, street niggas, square niggas, niggas is getting down out here. What's going on here, man?
I said this drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids. Like
this bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. She tryna tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
I don't give a fuck about getting kicked out this club. Every nigga that I'm with about to turn the fuck up. CT on the beat, man, you know that shit slap. That's your freak on the beat, about to make her ass fly. I give a fuck if niggas mad. What they niggas do some? You a sucker, you a sissy, you ain't about to do nothing. You a cookie, I'm a Lucius. ECE, it's a Rufus. Wake up stupid, like it's still 06. You a doofus, she useless.
After I fuck, man, I call that bitch a Uber. I slide on your squad like a kid on a scooter. And your bitch on my dick from the rooter to the tutor. You a internet thug, you only hard on a computer. Fuck your bitch, then I boot her. Bust one on her hooter. Leave her in the boondock, Aaron Magruder. Fucked up like a tutor, act like I never knew her. And leave a punk bitch on ice like a tour.
This drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids, feel like violent.
The bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. Keep trying to tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
Man, you better go somewhere. Fuck you mean, ain't no hat. Bitch, I already bought a table. And they cost me 2 racks. Better have my bottles right. And the chasers on point. Got some woods rolled up. Got some papers for a drink. Fuck them freeloading bitches.
They ain't chipping.
They ain't sipping. Short gone with all that cool shit. Talking about I'm tripping. Motherfucking right, I'm tripping. They done charged me some bands. Well, if a bitch wanna spit, I bet she coming out of hand. That bitch, bitch better dance.
Fuck a groupie.
And a stand.
Get away from me, blood.
I don't want no pictures with no man.
If you wanna do them digits, girl, you my type. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. And that nigga standing with me, they on my type. Oh, my.
I met a bad bitch at the strip club. Took her to the house so she could get fucked. The bitch talking about she need big bucks. I pulled out my dick, she couldn't get enough. I told her, shake that ass, get some money, hoe.
Money, hoe.
Tell that other nigga where you wanna go. You broke bitch, what you wanna be a bum for? You got a dick in your mouth, make it come, hoe.
Make it come, bitch.
Bad bitches get money with it.
Money, money, money.
Broke bitches don't wanna get it.
They don't want it.
Bad bitches ride new whips. Broke bitch sucking 2 dicks. And she really don't do shit. The bitch drink too much, she get too lit. Nothing from me, that's what you get. It won't take too long to find a new trick. Bitch.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it too much for you to handle. I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my high. If a nigga talking things, yeah, that's my high. She big shitty shit, she on my high. You be talking like you with it, you on my high. If you wanna do them digits, then you my high. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. And that nigga standing with me, they on my high.
safe haven. You not no trial, no judgment, no looks or statements. Patrona too short, running Zans or Raven. We with some high boss bitches who don't need saving. Backwoods, this fat like that ass fool. Her crew run through white lines, Clay Matthews. Try to keep up with her, but the room with fidget spinner, ayy. You a snack, fuck them hating hungry man dinners, whoa. Off of Grandma Molly, that bitch hit too. Bonnie and Clyde, we taking shots and then whip too. She passed out, her best friend got on the dick too. She woke up and jumped in, stupid lit, ooh.
I be feeling like I'm floating on my mind. If a nigga talking Zans, yeah, that's mine. She say shitty, she on mine. You be talking like you with it, you on mine. If you wanna do them digits, then you mine. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. Yeah, that nigga standing with me, they on mine. Oh, my.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle.
If you wanna do them digits, do you mind? I ain't worried about no suckers.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
Without you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that with your friends say. GCC3 is with your bed say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, cause out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way, on my way.
Tell me what you need, yeah.
Thursday, I be treating you like every day your birthday. Some more things with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger, so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, tell them hope, I wish you luck. Talking relationship goals, this could be us. Yup, 24/7. With the 411, when you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. Cause I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the right way. Yeah, anniversary. Want to do it for my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing if it's that. What we just going to rest. 365, you ain't the only one I trust. No, I can't get enough. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell me how you want it, yeah.
I'm the smartest one making dumb decisions. All these demons around me with my spirit. All these bills piled up in my kitchen. I'm really held responsible for all my siblings. All this made me lose focus. My ex cut me deep, had my heart broken. Safe to say I'm having mixed emotions. Put my feelings in a box and see for them blow it. They say they hurt, we love each other. But I just love the money, never had a budget. Life's a turntable when them tables turning. Whole world against you when you make a earning.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying. Yeah. But you all I see is new scammers and sirens.
never over. Me and you, two things ain't the same.
Came from a snotty nose to the top of the charts. Gang at the Super Bowl, Kaepernick on the squad. They get hot out in Miami, I pull out the drop. And we still rocking the minks in the middle of March. I'm talking Gucci down, you can see print on the socks. Rubber bands all on my money, I'm pulling out knots. I'm talking pimp, haters won't give you no props. But fuck them all, pick up some, continue to shop. Big Guala, armored trucks, Tala, get your dollars up. Cartier, Gaina, snorter line, running meters, biggest.
Boss. For me, giving up is way harder than trying. Yeah. But you wanna see a new camera this time.
Drink designer water for expensive taste. Always about the money, never about the race. Louis 13, 100 grand a case. I just want hibachi on Versace plate. White boy Rick in a Crown Vic. Valentino socks, how I slide in. New Rolls Royce at the drive-in. You need a green car just to ride in. Yeah. Too much foreign. Now watch me money dance. White boy Prince.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio is Tuesday afternoon. Y'all know how we do it over here on the True. I got my people up in here with me. We got Buddha Ali. We got Sweet Pea, Mr. Everywhere. And I know Paul's correspondent, Miss Mush Make 'em Laugh. Chicago is in the building.
Am I able to zone in and FaceTime now?
Say what you want to say.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mush Make 'em Laugh, from Chicago, Illinois. And you know I'm coming to the turn and show up tonight, every night, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. What's up?
What's happening, baby?
Nothing much. Chilling like a villain, trying to stop the killer, you know.
Hello.
Right on. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
How are
hey,
you?
How you doing?
Got on the line?
My name is Miss Mimi.
How old are you?
I'm 23. I called to say I'm Mush favorite fan. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, sis. I love you so much. I appreciate that. You got some taxes?
I got
the taxes, yes. I'm just playing. I love you. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my brother, Nunu. Shout out to my whole family. I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all. Much love. Gratitude.
Real talk.
Love you, sir.
We got another call from the 83872.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm calling in for Mush. My name is Cece. I'm also from Chicago. She know me by miracle, though. I'm one of her biggest fans. I swear to God, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. You deserve it all, girl, for real. I appreciate you, Laugh. I love you so much. I love you too, girl. Keep doing your big one, for real. I appreciate that.
That's what's
period.
Up.
Period. You deserve all your flowers. Yes, girl. I got some weed, so them the flowers that I'm going to use tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I got my taxes left. Drink on me. I got my taxes left. Drink on me.
I love a bitch with a taxi, boy. I'm telling you, boy.
Period. Everything on me, Lil. We partying tonight. Fuck it.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit. I curse on me. I'm sorry.
Of course you can. What else you want to say? I'm going to do you like you do them children. I'm going to lock you in the bedroom unless you do all the cuss words you want to say right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I curse on him. But since I can't curse on him, Mush, bitch, you up next, period. Fuck what everybody else talking about. My friend is up next. I love you so much. Oh, my God. If I could tell a million stories on him about her right now, I would. But I probably ain't got that much time. For real, she is so funny. She's amazing, beautiful. Oh my God, Lef, I just love you so much.
Thank you so much, Lef. You know, we go way back from high school. You know what I'm saying?
We go way back like old Cadillac. They don't know us, Lef.
That part, you know, I ain't give my diploma. I ain't my diploma, but they ain't give it to me. I came in that bitch and stole it myself.
Lef, keep going. You're a big one.
Well, I love you, love. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, no problem, love. Keep on your big one. Keep
drinks on what her.
What you said?
Said drinks on you, party in Chicago. We gonna be on 63rd.
We not the 63rd.
Y'all in Chicago, y'all go check out Public Announcement's new single. The album's on the way. Y'all check it out. Fail Davis and Public Announcement, new single. For all y'all steppers up there, I know y'all stepping in the name of love in Chicago.
Where you from?
Baby, they call me Mr. Everywhere. I'm from all over the place. I'm down here in Florida right now.
Okay, shout out Miami, Florida.
Yeah, DJ Phantom and Fail Davis, that's my partners up there in Chicago.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy.
Ooh.
I don't know yet, but I'm getting him pregnant tonight.
How you get you pregnant? You with me? Same girl.
Double shit.
Same girl.
Sounding like a menage a trois though.
Chicago.
But what's going on tonight, y'all? How everybody feeling? A little mental check, 1 through 10.
Well, you missed me because I'm not on the mental scale.
I don't get my mental check to the third. I'm just joking.
Mine's still pending.
I've had the dad. They said I'm too damn slow. Oh, not you
too, them. Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's going down. Wednesday night, it is happening tonight. Mush Make 'em Laugh is in the building, standing up for Chicago. Want to thank the people of Chicago for tuning in, ripping with your girl. Yes, and we welcome her to the show as our new correspondent. That's right. So, y'all tune in each and every night. Tell a friend, bring a friend. Come on through and rock with us to the end. Because you never know what you're going to hear. It's going to be something dear to hear. That right.
I got a lot of topics. I got a lot of good topics to talk about. You know, family, friends, you know, economy, school system, relationships, all type of stuff.
There's going to be a lot of them. I can't even come in on.
You done took over Oprah's job now.
Okay, put that check in my name.
You heard me? Let that be the reason.
Yeah, but that's what
so
we doing.
So what's going on?
Talk about topics.
Can they still hear me?
Yeah.
Of course. You're still on the air, baby. Do you got something you want to say? Something else?
Oh, no, I'm just going to wait till y'all get on the topic.
Okay. Since we on topics, let's get into some of that relationship topics always seem to set the stage straight.
I got a good one. why are they investigating Fannie Willis about if she got her some little bit of that dang-a-lang or not? Before or after Trump, what's that got to do with the damn election getting stole? And she wanted to get a little dang-a-lang here and there. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
You know, that's a distraction for something else that's going to happen.
Can you give a little feedback on that? I haven't heard about that story.
That's the prosecutor who's prosecuting Donald Trump in Georgia. They done went and Donald Trump's team done went and pulled her file up. And the guy she hired to prosecute Donald Trump, they saying they trying to see if she had a love affair while he was still married, or was it after the Donald Trump situation and they started dating. So they trying to say if she started dating him before, they going to try to withdraw her from the case and fire her. She getting a little dangling.
I don't get mad she prostituting her marriage.
That's what I say.
She was a prostitute to begin with. Wasn't she a hoe off the pot?
So y'all feel like, you know, if somebody cheat, they're a hoe?
They're not a hoe. If they cheat, they're a hoe. They're a cheater. They're a hoe. They bring some money back. And I ain't going to get mad for her hoeing. I'm going to get mad if she don't bring the money back.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, if I cook, do that make me a chef?
No, but anybody can bring water.
That does not make you a hoe if you get cheated on, because I feel like if somebody cheat on me and I cheat back, I just cheated back. See, I mean, we both got our
rights.
Exactly. It's a partnership.
It's only holding when you got a couple of partners. That's the only reason it's considered holding.
Holding is
when they get some money for it. And see, I ain't going to get mad for them doing it. I'm going to get mad if they don't bring no money back to the stack.
I feel like holding is for the people that's on hosty. If you know the hoes that be on hosty, now that's holding.
Yeah. Yeah, see, now, Houston and Chicago is awful.
Well, you know what? It don't even be women no more. It be niggas. It be you know, transmissions and stuff on Houston. Yeah. They got a new little page for the hoes. It's called Backpage. No, it ain't even Backpage no more. It's, what is it?
You got OnlyFans?
What is that called?
I don't feel like it's hoeing if you got an OnlyFans, because it's females out here that's making $10 million off OnlyFans, and I don't consider them a hoe. I consider them a smart business person.
Well, see, that ain't all what they're doing on OnlyFans. They telling you meet them down at the old Motsi Wosi at the Donald Trump Towers.
They are smart business people on OnlyFans. If you making anywhere between $1,000 to $10 million off OnlyFans, you a smart business person.
That's the entrepreneur.
What would you do if your man's on OnlyFans showing his body off to all the women?
I mean, if he's bringing in $10 million, I ain't got no problem with it, baby. Keep on showing your body off to them hoes for that $10 million. Thank you.
But who said he's going to give you any of that $10 million?
If he ain't going to give me none, we ain't going to be together. And I could just go create my own OnlyFans and make $10 million.
So let me ask this, man. Let me chime in and say this. So a lot of women have been getting paid off, you know, like just showing their feet. And I guess that's a man's fetish. Do you guys get, you know what I'm saying, like turned on, aroused by pretty feet? And do you guys get turned off?
I hate feet, but I did create a feet finder account to get paid for my feet, though.
Well,
I'm not going to lie to you. I swear to God, I tell people, send me a picture of your feet, and we're going to get paid. Yes, me, my cousin, everybody's feet is on Feet Finder. The fuck?
So,
I want to know how many feet that they submitted that didn't have a pedicure.
Damn, we don't even see the bottom of the motherfuckers. There might be feet fungus all in it and shit. Okay? Bottom of the
good Lord.
But them toes are pretty, though. That's all that matters is them toes cute.
And look, we only see the feet. So we can't smell.
So what do you consider a pretty foot? What do you consider a pretty foot?
A feet that don't got no bunions on it. Your toes is done. If it's a female, you can't have no bunions. Like, it be females out here, every single toe got a bunion on it. That's nasty. That's disgusting. Go get your...
That's because they be crawling their goddamn feet off them little bit-ass high heels.
Yeah.
And wearing them all night.
Your toes need to be painted. They need to be done. They don't even got to be painted. Long as they clean, done, your feet don't stink. Like, it's a... Oh, I hate feet so bad. So, Miracle, can I call you Miracle? Which one call you, CC?
Yeah, you can call me Miracle. You call me Miracle, Mel.
Okay, so do you rub your man's feet?
No. See, my man's
feet. Do you suck your man's toes?
Hell no. My man's feet shed. I'm not playing. I don't touch his feet because them motherfuckers is nasty. I tell him every time he needs to go to the nail shop with me to get his feet done because
You need to soak the motherfuckers and scrape them every other day.
His mama used to do that for him, but I'm not doing that. I'm not touching his feet. I'm not rubbing his feet. If he got socks on, yeah, I'll rub his feet. But when he takes them socks off, I'm not touching his feet. No, them bitches, they shed. I don't Okay.
One Father's Day, I didn't have enough to get my man no gift for real type shit. So I bought the little pedicure thing, and I did his feet, and it was romantic and stuff like that or whatever, you know. Yeah, I think that's
nice.
A real romantic thing, you know, a real romantic little date, you know, you giving him a little
that,
pedicure.
That is. I probably got to put some gloves
on. That is what you call a trusting relationship. That's a trusting relationship. Because some of these people try to cut your toenails and cut them too short, get a little piece of that meat.
Oh,
now you were living with a Band-Aid on it.
The nail shop do that? Look, Miracle, let me tell you this. And me and y'all stay cautious of this, too. One time my man cheated on me, and that nigga woke up with pink toes. He didn't know until he got in the shower. I said, damn, nigga, you ain't looking at your feet all day? Polish that nigga toes pink, I'm telling you. And wait till y'all go to the water park or something.
What was the significance of that?
Yeah.
Why you paint the man shit purple or something?
I like pranks. I like pranks. I do fun shit. Like, while my man in the shower, I go get some cold ice water and pour it on him and shit. I like to do spontaneous shit. You know, like,
you
have
been in a busy relationship after a while.
Hell no, to the no. She been through me, threw some grits on me like Al Green and shit. Hell no.
Damn, that's a good one. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm telling you, I know how to get a nigga. I know how to get a nigga.
I'm gonna have to paint his toes. I can't touch
and
the toes.
And then, when you really mad at the nigga, he do some cheating shit. What you do, while he's sleeping, you rub some Nair on his eyebrows. Ain't nobody going to want his ass with no eyebrows. Who want a nigga with no eyebrows?
Who want a nigga with no eyebrows, no mustache, no beard?
Oh, my God.
Shit
off, but you got to do it while he's sleeping. You got to run out the door because he going to fuck you up. He going to beat your ass. Let me not leave that out.
Try that with me because I'm very much concealed to carry, so whatever I do to him, he's just going to have to accept it.
Oh, I'm scared of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you fucking nigga feet up and shoot him.
Shoot him right in the feet. Keep the blicky just in case shit gets sticky.
But, man, I do want to ask y'all, man, I do want a few tips. What do you guys, you know, what's some likes and dislikes you like in women? Like, what's some turn-ons and some turn-offs you like about women?
I like their mindset. If their mind ain't together, I don't care what their body looks like.
Well, I ain't going to say what's on my mind because I don't care. I ain't in that. That's probably why I'm single today.
Well, Miami, Florida. What's the guy named from Miami, Florida?
Misty Everywhere.
I'm sorry, one more time, please.
Mr. Everywhere.
Mr. Everywhere.
Mr. Everywhere. Okay, cool. So you telling me that long as her man is straight, that's all that you want in a woman. So you don't mind if her hair not done, her teeth not brushed, she's musty, you know what I'm saying, type stuff. She's disrespectful, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, stuff
broke.
Like that.
Well, if she ain't got it in her mind to go take a goddamn bath and keep herself up, then that's a whole nother ballgame. But just going to go get a wig and eyelashes and BBLs and all that, that ain't going to make the woman a woman. It's just like a car. The car is the motor and the transmission. It ain't the goddamn stereo in the steering wheel. So if she can't drive her goddamn mind in the right direction to do what she's supposed to do as a woman, then it ain't going to matter, because she can have teeth done and all that stuff and be dumb and busy as a donut. And what good is she to you to sit up there and help you get a bigger bag when she don't know how to sit out there and go out there and hustle? She just sit on the couch all day and laugh and giggle at what's on Facebook. I got to have a woman, if I'm going to get a 100 bag, she needs to be trying to go get a 50 bag, so we got 150. And don't need me get 100 bags, she getting zero, and then think she going to spend 50. It don't work that way.
I agree with that. What about you, Miracle? What's some like and dislike you like in men and dislike?
Well, dislikes that I dislike about men is it's a lot of men out here that don't show their appreciation when they're in a relationship. Like that's one of my problems that I'm going through right now is I've been in a relationship for a minute, and I feel like the whole time that I've been in a relationship, there's no appreciation. Like, he don't show his appreciation towards me, but I show my appreciation, you feel me, every day towards him. So I feel like, especially in a relationship, especially not, you ain't even got to be in a relationship. If you're dealing with a person, it's okay to show your appreciation sometimes. And appreciation, it could range from different things, you feel me, going out, buying stuff, shit. Like you showed your appreciation to your man by, you feel me, doing his feet. You feel me? Like, stuff like that. I love about men is, like, the way a man can just be so protective, so caring. Yeah. I like for a man to show me they soft side. You feel me? Like, you ain't got to always be tough with the shit, gang, gang, bang, bang, feel me? It's okay to show your soft side a little bit. You know, I really love that in a man. I love a man that they head is on straight. Like, they know what they want out of life. They know what they want out of their woman. They know what they want for the future. And they working towards
that. How old is your mate is the question.
You said how old? We young, so we ain't even 30 yet.
Well, you done answered the question right there. He's still wagging his tail like a tadpole. He ain't even set on the log yet in life. So for him to have that,
that's why he's
trying to impress his homeboys right now instead of impress his woman.
And that's fine. That's fine, because you just got to know who you dealing with. Yeah, he's trying to impress his homeboys, but I could easily leave him and go get me a man that ain't trying to impress his homeboys, that's all about his business and his woman. Like, I like a man. I love that about a man. As long as you're about your business and your woman and you take care of your bills, you take care of home, I love that about a man. You will get your dick sucked every day, okay?
I'm just joking.
I'm listening to them pouring on right now.
Well, I agree with you totally. Miracle, I agree with everything you said, as a matter of fact. Some things that I dislike in men is I can't mess with no man that, you know, mean to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, men be moody a lot. You be like, man, what's wrong now, little wank? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem now? Like, men be very, you know, men be fighting demons and dealing with stuff inside, and they'll take it out on you. I don't like when people take their frustrations out on me, dealing with a man. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't like a man that has to try to prove or, like, show out in front of his friends or family and stuff like that. I'm an alpha woman, so I need a man that can lead. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can submit to a man if he leaves. But me and Miracle is the same age. I'm 26 or whatever, but I only date men older than me because I feel like men in my age group is not mature enough for me. I like men.
Right, they can't teach you.
Yeah, and I feel like I teach a lot of people, you know, a lot of men stuff, and I feel like I be raising men. I feel like moms, you know, don't do enough, you know, a good job. I don't want to knock moms, you know, or whatever, but they don't do a good job raising men, and I feel like that's because a lot of black fathers is not in the families anymore, you know. I kind of feel like that to that. But
there's
also
a lot of men out here that is definitely babysat by their mother.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so they get with a woman and they expect the same thing. And a lot of men expect wife duties and just relationships or just dealing with, you know, like respect and stuff. But another thing, I like a man with passion. Like you said, you know, a man that wants something out of life. I can't mess with a man around my age because niggas my age still want to go shoot at ops and they want to fight each other and shoot each other. I need a man that's starting with a bitch. You know, what can we do? How can we invest? How can we, you know, like build wealth for our kids and our grandkids and, you know, like so on? You know?
Definitely.
That's the exact reason I'm saying, because the women, when I try to put them in position with their own hair salon or whatever, because I own a music studio, plus I got a car wash in Arkansas, and I try to put them in position, they rather go hang at a kickback block party or something like that with the homegirls that don't work, instead of saying, okay, put me in position to win, and we win together. So that's when I see they don't want to win, I got to cut them loose. Because you become a liability. I need an asset who's going to bring something to the table and not take food off the table and drop it on the ground as crumbs.
But some things I do like about men, you know, because I don't want to make them like I'm degrading men and stuff. I love men, you know. I love women too. But I love men. Like, I was raised in a two-parent home, you know what I'm saying? So I love a man that's a manly man, a man that leads so I can submit, a man that, you know, do stuff around the house, you know, plunge, you know what I'm saying, like fix walls and, you know, stuff like that. I also like a man that's, you know, like loving. You know, to still show his emotions, like you said, Miracle, you know? A man that can cook.
A lot of guys want to do that, but you got these women like Suki Hana, and you got women like Sexy Red that sit up there and they like, well, it's about trying to finesse a nigga instead of sitting up there trying to sit up there and let a man do for you. They tell these girls to go out there and finesse a nigga, and then niggas looking at them like, I might as well just give her $40, $60, hit it, and then goddamn block her number. Because that's all she's trying to do is finesse me out of something, then run over here and go get her hair done by him, go get an outfit and lashes by him, go get a bottle of something to smoke by him. So a lot of these women have made it hard for the man to sit up there and open up and love you correctly. And until that gets back to the format, a lot of men just going to be like, well, hell, she's not wiping material because all she wants to do is go see what she can get out of this guy, that guy, and that guy. She can't dedicate her mind to one. Same way with the men. If they young and they still trying to find themselves, of course they got four or five girlfriends because it's a competition on how many numbers they can get in the mall. It's like when they were 16, they still doing it at 26, 30. When they get 35, they're like, oh, shit, I'm getting old. I'm getting a little gray hair on the chin. I better figure something out. Same way with the women.
But honestly, I definitely agree with what you're saying, Mr. Everett. But the women like Sukiana and Sexy Red and stuff, they not like that for real. You know, women can, you know, portray that. But a lot of women that's like that, they've been hurt before. You know what I'm saying? Not a woman been hurt before. I've been hurt before, too, and it's been like, you know, fuck niggas, I just want money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, these niggas ain't going to love you anyway. Like, once you've been hurt like that and scarred or whatever, it's hard to get yourself back. It's hard to feel that softness again for
a man. But you got to always reflect back on what you were chasing. Were you chasing the dude with the dreads and the tattoos and the gold in his mouth? The car with the
really
cuticles on the side and the 30-inch grill? Or were you chasing a man?
I feel like the way that a man really looks, it doesn't really define them. Like people say, never judge a book by its cover. I know a man who got dreads, a grill, tattoos on his face and everything, and he just married his girlfriend.
I don't like no nigga with no tattoos on his face.
I don't like a man with tattoos on his face either. But I'm just saying that a man like that ain't necessarily always just out here chasing every hoe.
So there's a lot of women that chase a King Yellow or a King Vine. You see what I'm saying? That's what a lot of women would chase. The popular guy. They don't chase the man who can put you in position to win. They chase whose popular name is in the street who got 8 baby mamas by 4 homegirls.
About what age do you think you matured as a man?
I was about 30 because, see, I was always around women. I've been DJing. I was DJing at 16. I DJed in strip clubs, seen naked women, all that stuff. I done managed strippers. I done did all that. So a naked woman don't even sit up there. That's not going to turn me on because I done had plenty of them. I was in the streets, had plenty of them. Everywhere I went, I had the baddest ones in the club. So it was slim to none that I had to worry about a woman. Female, let's put it that way. But what it transpired with me, I said, you know what? A lot of these women come around because it's convenient. They can go play up in the cool chair. They can go eat steaks and what you call it. But who's going to be there when you get down? Who's going to be there when you go in the hospital? Get sick, fall off, go to jail. Who's going to be there like cutting for you? Making sure the business straight. I said, that's when I realized about 30, that's who I got to find. I can find all these girls with the blonde wigs, all the girls with the big booties, all the little tattoos and the paw prints on their deal, slits up the side with the skirt. I can find all that any day of the week. You can find that fast, you can get a Big Mac and McDonald's. But who is going to hold the fort down when you fall off or get down sick? And when I realized that at 30, I said, that's what I got to look for until I find that. I ain't saying I do to none of them. I just be out the way or leave them alone. Conversate and be out the way. Because if they mind frame, once again, ain't let's go get a bag. So I done put females up and like, hey, look, I'm finna open up this salon for you. All you got to do is run it. I can order the hair bundles. You can order your own customized boutique clothing with your own clothing
this
line.
Everything. Where you from?
Florida. I grew up in California and in Arkansas. My mom and dad's folks are from Arkansas. I was in Arkansas for 28 years. I just relocated back down to Florida.
My grandma's from Arkansas.
What part?
I don't know. I just know it's
Arkansas. Big mama house and shell no peas on the porch till your purple hull till your hands turn purple.
I don't know.
You ain't never been to Arkansas.
She don't eat no peas.
No, we don't do white beans. Red beans.
Y'all, you got Chicago-style pizza up there. My cousin, he eats one of them calzones all the time. He lives up there, Chicago. He part of New Era Chicago and stuff like that. Ronnie Mann, Spencer, and all them guys up there in Chicago, shout out to them. Like I said, I got deep people in Chicago. I'm heavy deep in Chicago with a lot of people in the music industry and stuff like that, plus the street politics that go on. But,
I'm coming to Miami for my birthday. My birthday is August 7th. I'm coming to Miami. I want to, you know, network with you or whatever and contact you because I'm moving to Miami next year because, you know, like I said, I'm a comedian and a radio host. And then I also do some acting, too. But a shirt can't grow on the fish tank. I got to get out of my city. You know what I'm saying? And
I want to introduce you, and you can look them up on Facebook. Square Tight Mike. Michael Square Tight Lewis. Square, Squartite Lewis. He's in Miami. He's a big comedian. He's done been on the BET Comic View and all that, and he hooks up people like you on cruise ship comedy shows and big comedy shows, Essence Festivals and all that. That's my classmate, my right-hand man. He goes in between Mobile and Miami, but he's living in Miami right now. So friend him on Facebook, and he can plug you in with doing big comedy shows and stuff like that. Michael Square Tight, Squartite, like all one word, and then Lewis, Lewis. It might say Mobile, Alabama. It might say Miami, Florida, because he's down in Miami now. We went to school down here. I grew up with him down here in Florida.
One thing, though, Mr. Everyone,
Why you keep saying Ben? You, I say I'm fat.
Huh?
You keep saying Ben, Ben,
say
Ben,
what? Joe. I didn't say nothing about no Ben.
Joe.
So you get that
from
me? Did
you just get self-conscious?
Well, you gotta understand. You gotta understand that Mr. Everywhere like low key special. You know what I mean? So.
You know I'm joking around.
Ladies and gentlemen, the owner of the station has
well in the earth. I can tell you ain't big because you ain't breathing hard after you finish.
He's like low key special, so you know you gotta really. You gotta do your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s when you talk to Mr. Everywhere.
And baby, okay. I ain't special. You know why I'm special? Because every woman can't get to me. That's why I'm special.
Okay, so now let them know. Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah.
I never been to them for the BBW. Y'all don't want to tell me about this.
Okay.
What you said about a BBW? I don't know about a BMW. I don't know about no BBW, BBS, ABC.
CDL,
you
know about
BBW, you
just don't want to know
about
BBW.
About a CDL, not a BBL.
I'm talking about BBW or whatever. Go ahead and call it. I said, go ahead and call it. Who's in my voice?
Damn. What BBW you got to do with this? I'm coming in low.
You know what's going on? I'm going to tell you something. It's good you came in late because you missed the whole foot fetish episode. So you're on point, bro. You're on point.
Yeah, but
some of the shit they say they do with little feet, bro.
You're going to be the BBW is goddamn poison. Never trust a big button to smile. That girl is poison.
Oh, what you got at this? Where you from?
I'm lost. I'm still lost. Y'all still ain't gave me no damn information. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Right.
I'm from California. My name is King Scratch. I'm from California. I'm lost on what y'all talking about.
We've been talking about some DF here, but first we've been talking about, you know, what do men like in women and dislike in women, and, you know, the women say, what we like and dislike in women.
What men like and what men dislike?
About women.
I think that my best dislike about women is the ones that talk too damn much.
Like what? Talk too much like what?
Let me get my 20 seconds in before you try to take your motherfucking 30 seconds in. You know what I mean?
That's me right there.
You know what I mean? Let me be like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me get mine in. You done got yours in. Let me get mine in. And I can't even get my 20 seconds in because you taking up all the goddamn time.
That is wild. Speaking of time.
That's going to be all women, so you might as well just give up.
Oh, I do. Most of the time I do. I'll be like, all right, whatever.
You got to tell
me. Now she can have a whole hour to her motherfucking self. Cause I ain't
nothing
new.
Lord have mercy. Oh, no, sit around them pools in this. And in fact, we ain't gonna say nothing else. I tell you what, it's top of the hour. We're gonna jump into a couple of cuts here for this, and we'll be back with more of the show. If you tune in online and like to join us, hit us up 323-642-1597-8. We in the house, True West Radio, y'all know how we do it. Mr. Everywhere, Bill Ali, King Scratch, Sweet Pea, True Monroe, and our new correspondent here, Mush, make them laugh from Chicago, stand up. And also we got CC. Okay, go ahead. I'm so
hey,
good.
Hey, DJ Love, I might upload an exclusive. We still got an hour and 4 minutes left. I might upload an exclusive just for y'all to hear about this motherfucker that, you know, it's a diss song, another diss song, but I might upload that before the show is over. So y'all stay tuned. I might have an exclusive for y'all.
But that's what's up. We gonna jump into these songs for the next chance, and we'll be back for more of the show.
Could I be the one you love? Could I be the one you love? In the morning, in the night, I'll be there to treat you right. Could I be the one you love? Could I be the one you love? In the morning.
Could I be the one you love? I say yes and I say no. When you ain't solid, I turn cold and I start questioning that love. That treats me right, but going left, escaping past troubles alone. These solo beats, they break the mold. These solo beats, they break the. Could it be that I don't know? Overthinking makes me judge it. Then I switch up like the weather. When it rains, I feel more better. When the sun's out, I get jealous. Can't explain what's in my playlist. Hit rewind, cause this my favorite. Deja vu occurring daily. On flights that make me wanna come. All night until the sun is up. Let's take off like a hit and run. My table set, no package lunch. Make sure you buckle up, it ain't no speed limit when going up. One double cup, just pour it up, just fill it up, then double up. I'm headed to the top and got the heart of a true hustler. Gotta pimp the pen so I can focus on my bouncing turn. Ghetto dreams with solo beats and everything is personal.
Could I be the one you love? Could I be the one you love?
Can be that. Take some time and clear your mind and get to thinking. When you hitting for that win, you tend to eat a little different. Bumping heavy in the streets, but can't too many of them reach me. Swinging, banging to that solo beat, you know it's for a reason. It ain't many left that's true, and keep it true, that's really fitting. Just might be the one you love, that one you love might be that ticket. I'm a beast up in the kitchen, set some tables, got addicted. Always extra when I'm cooking, never know who gon' go second.
Could I be the one you love? Could I be the one you love? In the morning, in the night, I'll be there to treat you right. Could I be the one you love? Could I be the one you love? In the morning.
I heard that you been shrimping. I can't waste my time with no busted ass niggas.
my rent. I made more than I spent. Got the bad security, that's it. It's all white on them bricks. It be all black on that tent. I got a barber door on that can. Long weave body mean, and I got a few degrees. I know you was shoe with me, but it can't be two of me. Bring him in and work him out, subtract it from my body count. They asking what the hype about. Fill me up and wipe with all that tugging on my dress when we in public. I like my gas to kind of rough, pretend to love it. This ain't no lovey dovey shit, we really thuggin'. If you ain't up there, why discuss it, you was bluffin'. I need to cool it with this brown, I'm seeing double. Little attitudes, look at the mouth, keep me in trouble. Y'all just be talking, just to talk, ain't saying nothing. Man, it's disgusting how I'm coming, but they love it. Don't you think that you could ever get my number? Rule number one, protect the gang when she in trouble. We twisted pinky back in school forever, love you. Wait at the bottom, we on top, respect the hustle.
West Coast, it's time for a change. A handful of artists that used to be humble now sit down to a full plate. Invitations to that dinner table was limited to friends and people from out of town. While they eat hearty, we continue to look through their windows and starve. Think about it.
Time for a change on the West, it's the same old shit. No lovers making tight, niggas quit. Know they got a hit, but they can't get the look up, so they put their rhyme book up. I'm a vet, and it's still real hard for me. Older and wiser, gets no deal in this industry. No chances, no recoup or advances. They want your ass in front of where they fans is. Try to fuck you if you don't know the game. Even though you know the biz, they try to do the same thing. It's a whole lot better moving units yourself. I'd rather sell out the club than have reels on a major shelf. Whack niggas getting deals for meals. Big ass budgets with little bitty skills. We gon' smash on them niggas who's considered the best, because it's time for a change on the West.
The facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Ain't fucking with it. Dick, the facts in mind.
Niggas only made music in their high school band. Said fuck on the record, niggas lost their mind. Now we the ones falling behind. Who started this gangster shit? Said bitch had made a hit, and people had a fit, criticizing everything that we did. Once upon a time they kept the West Coast here. Don't say what they say, don't do what they do. We ran with a gang, they ran with a crew. We wore red and blue and they was wearing fat laces. They was beef breeding, we was catching cases. You should have seen they faces drop. California was gangster, everybody else was hip-hop. Sometime soon you gon' see who's the best, cause it's time to come anew on the West.
Dick, the facts of mine. Facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Ain't fucking with the West.
Niggas out here, they ain't even trying to share the wealth. Too busy looking out for themselves. Looking they homies up, and they flopping like fish on the beach. Stupid ass skill is something you can't teach. Putting a couple verses on their CD ain't gonna make them blow up. Throw a platter in the trash when it show up. That's another thing I wanted to face. The only people that I'm buying is people from another state. Not even trying to put on your peers. Only two new artists in the last 10 years. What part of the game is that? We new motherfuckers running this shit, that's a fact. Because to me, y'all slacking on y'all pimping. West coasting all day with half-ass represent. All y'all sorry ass niggas, we gon' put you to rest. Because it's time for a change on the West.
Dick is the facts in mind. Facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Ain't fucking with the West. Dick, the facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Ain't fucking with the West. Dick, the facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Ain't fucking with the West.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm about to eat. If it's up to New West, we're gonna try to feed everybody.
Yeah. A player can relax. I'm coughing when I hit the whack.
And my mind is all over the way. I'm leaving it behind. Don't see about yesterday. Tonight is a whole new night. I'm the first one up in the morning, so I don't end up last. Cause every person I hear is changing. Every cash.
No matter what, I'm about to succeed. At the same time, party, drink, and smoke weed. Chance, though. Let me explain, though, how I'm out here hustling, trying to get that cream like a bagel. And like a game of chess, you gotta guess my next move. No mistakes allowed, oh bitch, you will lose. 20s in the game, I guess you could say I paid my dues. Battles, I don't pick them, I just let them choose.
Don't see about yesterday, tonight is a whole new night. I'm the first one up in the morning, so I don't end up last. Cause every person I hear is changing. Every cash.
How y'all doing, ladies? If you ain't, yeah, let go. You better get you one. If you ain't got no BBM, you better get you one. You better get you one. Yeah, yeah, you better get you one. If you ain't got a BBM, you better get you one. You better get you one. If you ain't got a BBM, baby, you better get you one. You better get you one. I'm tall, dark, and handsome, understand I'm nothing like them. No. Ain't shout out to them women who love them a BBM. Yeah, I cook, clean, pay bills, and plus my sex grade. Let's have some fun, it's still and chill to the next day. Yeah. I'm out, a beautiful woman who got her head on her shoulder. For sure. Hey, right or wrong, she gon' rock her, she love her. Mesmerized from my smile, she see that glow in my eyes. I just want an opportunity, see if she gon' ride. Down to earth, independent, but plus she a woman of God. She need a BBM, someone who honor to protect her heart. Casual dates, enjoying life and having fun. If you ain't got no BBM, baby, better get you one. This this, tighten up, find you a king, and stick to the plan. Ain't nothing like having a strong big black man. Ladies, tighten up, find you a king, stick to the plan.
When the night's getting cold, who gon' hold ya like a big black man? Like a big black man. When you're tired of little dude, come and get you something new. Can I get you a big black man? A big black man. When you're tired of little dude, come and get you something new. Can I get you a big black man? A big black man.
Connoisseur Chris.
Gotta smoke a blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. Mindset stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways. Trying to find better hay, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I want to go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I want to be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I want to be like James. I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
Gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note.
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 Hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
That's right, baby. We back up in this thing one more again. Y'all know what it is. West Transy is going down. Got my people up in here. K-9, Trillion Monroe, Buddha Ali, Mr. Everywhere, King Scratch, Sweet Pea, and our new correspondent, Ms. Make 'em Live, is in the building.
Well, damn, y'all got new people up on the show, and I don't even know nothing about it.
The
table's at
MIA.
Right, what up, Pete? What's
That's
good?
What happens when you're missing in action.
And what else, Scotch?
Oh, that's what happened when I got to do some other shit. But I'm just saying. Damn,
well, that's understandable. That's why it was going to come to you when it came to you. But, you know, I know you busy taking care of something else. So, shit. Business as usual.
I'd like to be introduced to the people that's going to be new on our show.
Yeah. We was going to get to that. I mean, you know, you would have got a proper introduction had you been here when the show started, because we just done this little deal, kind of like an overnight thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm here now.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
Well, you're here now, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know, King Scratch is the owner of the show. He is and holds the reins of former DJ for NWA. Is Easy E, man, you know what I'm saying? He's part of the group. Everything. He is now the sole survivor of True West and family. Yeah, and True West Radio. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all clap your fingers and do you still? And we got Miss, would like to introduce you to Miss Mush, Make 'em Laugh. From Chicago, Illinois, joining us on the show.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
That feels a little better.
It feels better?
It feels better.
Next time you run up in church and listen to the sermon and try to run out before the collision takes around.
I don't feel
what?
Like I was welcomed at first. I gotta come to his house and introduce myself. Where he from?
I'm from Cali.
Hey. You from Cali? Okay, Cali in the building.
Yeah, this is my station.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's your credit score?
I'm just trying to see what's going on. I know with new folks up in the building. Tell me what's
going
on in the building.
I'm on here now.
Well, yeah, I probably missed the whole little segment when, you know, you was introduced and all that stuff like that. I'm just trying to figure out, like, well, damn, there's some new people on my station and I don't know nothing about them.
As I told you before, you glad you missed the first part of the show because we were talking about feet. I know
No talk about no feet. No.
So now we can move forward. And go on with the rest of the damn show.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about feet, but no, don't talk about feet with me. Fuck that.
You're not going to drag it on even. Let the feet shit go.
We
You don't rub your woman's feet?
He got them rough ass feet. That's why you don't want nobody talking about feet. Every time you look at his toes, he holla out.
Wait a minute. What you talking about? You don't want no woman to rub your feet?
I'm saying, yeah, you supposed to rub your woman's feet. She supposed to rub your feet, too.
I ain't touching her feet, and she ain't touching mine.
Here we go.
Take it to work. Ma.
K-9, happy boy, K-9.
What up, man? I'm chilling, man. I'm over here with DMF family. You know what I'm saying? We doing big, getting ready for Easy Street and getting everything lined out. You know how it go. Over here shooting with the drone, checking it out. You know, cold as fuck outside.
What up, K-Nizzy?
Like, you know, scratching
you can't call the motherfucker back when I call you? Is that what it is? That's
just
right.
To my phone.
Yeah, that's what it is. He just don't want to call me back. That's all it is.
Hey, the draw. You know what I'm saying? It's video.
So, what you fellas getting y'all ladies for Mother's Day?
Say what?
Damn, when the hell is Mother's Day?
Oh, my God. How many kids you got?
Hey, why you? That's
look, guys. Yeah, you talking about Mother's Day.
Don't they come
Day?
After
oh,
Easter
like
or something?
75 days away yeah. type of shit.
Yeah, you know, men, they wait till the day of the bad shit. Yeah, I'm trying to get y'all prepared for, you know, us women.
Let us get through Easter first.
Yeah, right.
Goddamn it.
Let's get through
Happy
Day first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all
I forgot about
St.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's it.
I forgot about St. Patrick's Day.
My birthday. Yeah.
Yeah,
when
you talking about some goddamn Mother's Day?
You ain't going to have that energy come Father's Day.
Yeah, I always do for
nigga
myself,
Father's
so
Day.
I got that energy every day.
Nigga, Father's Day be
like
whack
that.
As fuck.
I do
Father's
for myself.
Day be whack as fuck.
Yeah,
I'll
be at
the,
I go to a restaurant and sit down and put a suit on and enjoy my life. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker be just saying
day
Happy Father's Day.
Every day
they say Happy Father's
Day.
Them motherfuckers don't be. They ain't get ready to give you no big ass gifts. Mother's Day, they be getting fucking flowers and fucking candies and all that old
that's
bullshit.
It. Flowers and candies, that's a lot. So what would you like as a gift for Father's Day?
Oh, here we go. Let me tell you what I would like.
I want
you can
feel.
Bring me. For what I actually like, something that I can fucking use, and I ain't got to use for her.
I
like
want a
what?
Belly.
Like,
they'll buy you something.
Fuck that. I want a belly.
You
give
want
me
a
belly.
Belly?
They got
hell
games.
Yeah.
They'll buy you some shit that's going to benefit them.
So
give
not no toolbox or nothing like that?
A toolbox so you can tell me to
did
fix
you
something
say
a
who?
Get the fuck out of here.
I got the tools.
Yeah, because soon as her shit break down, you got the toolbox to fix her shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You want a belly, Debbie? You deserve a belly.
Let me tell you something. You know,
I've
seen some real shit.
You should have
seen
that.
You
should have seen nobody
no business real gifts before. You know, I see some real gifts out there. Real shit.
I mean,
you know,
not everybody can
do it. When the girl used to pull up, and you know, we'd be together for a while, and she'd be like, when a person know you, they study you, and they know what you want and what you want, what make you happy. So you know, I had a girlfriend I was close to. She pulled up and he was like, she was like, look, I got some Dayton's for you. $6,500. I just bought these Dayton's for your car. That's because
okay.
You know what I like and what makes me happy.
Mm.
When I go buy something for you, I know what you like and what makes you happy. So you can take the same energy and push it to me. But if you can't push the energy to me, if you're not gonna waste the time to learn what I want and what makes me happy. Hey.
I'm gonna tell y'all like this, my nigga. Just because they make it that official day, every day should be Mother's Day. Every day should be Father's Day. Everybody, it should be all the days they put together. My birthday is on Christmas. What the fuck do I get on my birthday? All these days supposed to be Mother's Day. All these days supposed to be Father's Day. All these days supposed to be Grandparent Day. All these days supposed to be all the fucking days that they talking about.
Don't
wait till the day come along and then that's what it is. Valentine's Day.
Hold on. 365 days worth of fucking gifts? That's a lot of money. Shit.
Well,
no,
shit,
that
don't mean you got to give it every fucking day. You got to give it the way you feel it. So now you feel like, okay, it's Father's Day, so now you got to give him a special gift. Okay, it's Mother's Day. You got to give her a special gift. All these days supposed to be the same thing. You know what I do on my birthday? Sit in my fucking studio and make music. Everybody, and my birthday is on Christmas. I don't give a damn about that.
Hey, you come from them eras where they say, okay, don't be looking for nothing for your birthday because that present is for both.
Of course. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
So do you got kids? Do you do your kids get you something nice for your birthday and flash Christmas?
Hell no, them my kids don't give me shit.
Oh shit.
They just say happy birthday,
Dad. Well, let me find them on my taxes then.
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
Maybe they'll give me something.
California.
Happy birthday, Merry Christmas. That's the only thing. That's why I'm gonna start telling people my motherfucking birthday is in July.
Now, why would you lie?
You're telling your birthday is
because I got a lie.
That's funny. Well, how about this? I'm from Chicago. I'm in Chicago, but I'll send you a gift for your birthday / Christmas. It ain't going to be no damn Bentley, though. I'll tell you that now.
Well, one of us might be dead by then.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I hope not.
Nah, we
nah,
not gonna speak
with. I'm just saying, but goddamn, I gotta wait till December to see what the hell you getting ready to give me. All right, give me a present because it was closer to December than it is to the next December. So just send me a present anyway.
I do that, but you can't forget my birthday, August 7th. I better receive some shit too.
Oh, you ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But my birthday passed, so I'm closer to my last December than I am to the next December. That's all I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now you could just send me a present now. How about that one?
Okay. You like, what type of cereal you like?
I'm just joking.
I'm about to say you're going to send me some Captain Crunch? I'm just fucking around.
Crunch
Berry? I'm going to tell you something nice. It's going to be a surprise.
No,
I'm going to have a man help me.
Just send me the money and I'll buy it myself.
Oh, okay. So how much do you – I'm asking all y'all this. How much do you feel like is a good gift, you know, financially? About how much money is a good gift for somebody?
About
$20. $7.
All right, if you just balling like $100,
like
if you
$5.
Balling like about $500,
$5, 99 cents, $5.
You send me $5. I'm mad as a motherfucker. Cut that shit out.
No, I said $500.
No, that's if you just super balling though.
Okay, so if I'm balling on the budget, then how much?
At least 20.
Just a little couple of beers.
Like 50 to you or something, you know?
Yeah, 20.
What?
Cool.
Well, my birthday coming up too.
When's your birthday, Mike?
What today is?
That nigga say what today is. Do you know what today is?
Anniversary. It's our anniversary.
Hey, so did we get any songs going today?
Huh? What'd you say, K-9?
Who controlled the music?
Oh, shit, I could control it, and they have love control it. I'm trying to load this song up, but I'm having some technical difficulties. I need to play this before this is over with. You know what I mean?
Tonight?
We got 30 minutes left. I gotta unleash this beast, even though it ain't finished. Yeah, I want it to be finished, huh?
Are you guys familiar with StreamYard?
Yep.
A little bit.
Okay. Have you ever had an idea, like, you know, we do both, like, be on the phone and on StreamYard in a way?
Well, I always thought about we could do that, but,
the
whole thing about it is you got to make sure the cameras is on, because considering the fact that we, you know, talking on the phone, so that means either you got to have another phone or you got to not talk on the phone, and then, you know, all that stuff is it's kind of wacky. I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know how to do it, but everybody don't have, like, two phones, or they don't have, like, a camera, because I got cameras. So I could put cameras all around here, and we could do it all at the same time. But, you know, I ain't trying to outdo nobody, you know what I mean?
No, you know, when we on the same team, ain't no outdoing the other person, you know?
Yeah, but, yeah, we could actually do that. It's just,
it take a little time, preparation. What is it, preparation for something? Prevents poor performance?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's like, you know, if I got it and you don't, if I got it and they don't, you know what I mean? It's still the same thing. It's like, basically, I'm the only one that y'all can see.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it got to be something that we all have the ability to make it happen.
Okay.
We ain't got the ability to make it happen. It's only going to be one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If that makes sense to you.
Makes a lot of sense.
Be like, damn, y'all can see me, but I can't see none of y'all.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something like we can work on, because I think you can StreamYard through your phone, if I'm not mistaken. Because I do my show on StreamYard, you know. But I never did it with, like, multiple people, but I've saw other people, you know, do it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's always, I'm a computer dude, so I know I can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. You'll be on there talking to all the young girls.
They can't be
on there inboxing all the young girls.
What young girls? I don't want no young girls.
So what's your age limit in dating?
I ain't dating nobody. I'm married. So I ain't getting ready to put that out there, so my wife would be like, oh, you say you dating who?
Oh, congratulations to that. Shout out to y'all. You know, gratitude to that.
Yeah,
what about
I'm
the rest of y'all? Is everybody married? niggas be married with 2-3 sad bitches.
Damn.
2 or 3 what?
Yeah, I will want your wife to hear that.
No, I don't give a shit.
Nigga be eating noodles for the rest of the month. She hear that.
Damn, that's the life. Is that the life?
I eat noodles for the rest of the month anyway. I love noodles.
Okay, noodle man. Okay,
yeah.
You like chicken, beef, shrimp?
Chicken. Shrimp.
You know not to ask them, nigga. Anything got something to do with chicken, that's what they going to say first.
Oh, hell
y'all
yeah.
Ain't tried them. Y'all ain't tried them neck bone.
Hallelujah.
They got neck bone noodles?
No, but I'm going to come out with them. Don't tell nobody else.
I don't think I want no neck bone juice noodles. With some neck bone meat in it.
Okay. Same difference. It's still going to be neck bone noodles.
The Unfadable is in the building.
The Unfadable.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm trying to send my music to stuff. It's 5 o'clock, man. My computer won't even let me download my one song I got to send. I sent 2 of them, though.
So we're able to submit songs to be played.
I sent two to Have Love. I'm trying to send the third one, but it won't let me download.
Okay, okay. We'll get it before tomorrow.
Right. So will I be able to submit music to be played on the radio?
Yes, okay. Ma'am, you can.
Okay. About
you
how many songs?
For anyone that wants to know how to submit music to True West Radio, you can send your music in to kingscratch@gmail.com or headlove22@gmail.com. And we're going to be sure we get you up in the system. Yeah, we get you in the system. And now back
that.
To regular programming. Yeah,
how's
we
everybody...
love having the music.
Hey,
how's
look.
Everybody day going? Is everybody day been, you know, successful? Good?
It was
considering it's nighttime, I think I'm on the right side of the dirt. Damn, that just paused the whole game?
I guess so. They're trying to figure out what dirt you're talking about, probably.
I'm on the right side of the dirt. Now, if you on the other side of the dirt, that means that your ass is through. So I'm still walking around on this side of the dirt, so I guess it's all good.
Well, I ain't in no dirt right now. I'm in the bed.
Well, you on the right side of the dirt. Oh, my God. What kind of comedian are you?
I'm the kind of comedian that talk about people credit and shit. What's your credit score?
725.
I'm just joking. I don't want to know that. Well, shit, if you're going to tell me all that, what's your social security number? Shit.
Your credit
None
score
your
is not no 725.
None your fucking business.
Is 725 supposed to be a good number or something?
I need to file somebody else on my taxes.
Really?
God damn it, that's what you do. You supposed to have somebody like that already.
No, I don't got no kids. I don't get
no
taxes.
Oh, you slacking on your pimping.
Yeah, I wish I got taxes, shit. Nigga,
you
want to get pregnant tonight?
You better go. Nigga, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
She just might. She just might. Get him. Get a piece of that
hook. He ain't got no goddamn dependence on her shit. She fucking up.
Nah, I don't.
Get the fuck out of here.
If I can use one of y'all kids, I appreciate that. I'll send you some noodles.
Hey, send them have love. Give her your kids shit.
I even found that damn wolf.
Hey, look, that's what I'm saying. See, You fucking up, nigga. If you got dogs or cats, you need to go and sign them up. If you got a bird, you got a chicken, you got a... That's what you supposed to do. You supposed to sign them up. Well, little birdie over here, this is 223-5507. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go buy a chicken right now without that motherfucker and name it
what the hell you waiting on? You sitting up here asking us for shit. Go and get your
give
own motherfucker.
Give me your EBT number.
Hell no.
Oh, Lord, I'm asking for the EBT. Lord, that mercy going to be.
I ain't even
she
got
to find something else.
EBT number.
She about to make me say she worked for the government.
Boo.
She works for the government. She's trying to see what the benefits look like.
I'm trying to
Boo.
See what the fuck going on.
Boo.
Well, I ain't got enough food stamps to feed both of us. They don't give me 50.
Damn, how many meals you eat a day? Shit.
How many kids I eat a day? Is that what you asked me?
Nah, I said meals.
Oh, I thought you asked me how many kids I eat a day. I'm going to tell you all of them.
Oh, now I'm creeped the fuck out.
Yeah, because,
I'm just saying, man, you got no kids. I had to go somewhere.
No, she said meals. Don't, not no kids. Like, nigga, you just like,
oh, okay.
Eat
nobody kids, man.
Some baby legs. You going to eat some baby legs?
I don't eat nobody children but mine.
Be like, damn,
yep,
okay.
That's
I'm
what you call
baby. I'm eating this
yeah,
baby.
That's what you call life security. That's what you call no child support.
Gosh! Hey,
the attorney general does not know who
I am. I don't know if that's your cup too, but I put a song on there called Fuck Frank Wade.
Oh.
Well, I'd just be John Steele.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, fuck Frank Wade. I wanted to say something like that.
I don't know. I think I loaded up.
Okay.
Pussy motherfucker. You can play it. We still got some time on here, right? What we got? We got Thumbarama. 20 minutes?
About 18 minutes.
How you know it's 18 minutes?
Because I'm out of count, motherfucker.
It ain't 18 minutes. It's 17 minutes, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm at 9:42.
I'm one of the motherfuckers that control the show, so I see.
Okay, this motherfucker ain't.
Okay, boss man.
What is showing? Let me check something right quick, see if I can pull this damn song up. Everybody like to do shit to the last motherfucking minute.
This ain't no last.
I made to submit these goddamn songs. And it's your radio station. You wait for the last 15
minutes. Well, goddammit, I just finished the song. I mean, I ain't even finished the song all the way. I just wanted to give you a sneak preview.
Oh, okay. So we getting snippet, huh?
Yeah, y'all getting a sneak preview. That's why I put it on there right now. Shit, I could have waited till tomorrow, and I could have gave y'all the full version.
Okay. We gonna see what we come up with.
Yeah, this is the sneak preview.
Who is Frank Wave and why we fucking him?
Because he's a bitch. He's somebody I used to deal with, and, you know, what it is he want to act like a bitch, so I'm getting ready to shoot some shit at his ass. You know what I'm saying?
So you made a diss track?
Yes, I do. Did.
Let me not get on your bad truth,
face.
I
want to hear this
shit. Is
this
called Frank Wade roll call?
No, not the roll call. That's what I did for them. No, that motherfucker say it's a fuck Frank Wade. I put two 00.
I got it. Yep, I got it.
And me and Trudy, we got 100 boys apiece. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We diss motherfuckers. You want to fuck with us, we going to diss your ass.
Okay, cool. Let me go on to my diss track in then. Shit. I'm not dissing in 2020, so I'm doing good in 2020. So.
I'm dissing everybody. Anybody get in the wrong lane with me, they getting ready to get ran the fuck over. And please come back with something.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, how you doing? What's your name?
Julia. Hey, how you doing?
Julia.
Hey, baby.
Julia.
Julia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, where you from?
Louisiana.
Okay. I'm from Chicago, okay. I ain't hear another woman over here. I'm glad though.
Yeah, sweet girls too. I'm not the only one on here. We just had a couple of them on here. Just listen.
That's my
girl Trulia right there. Yeah.
It's Trulia in the building, Louisiana.
You can look me up, TruliaMonroe.com.
Okay, I'll do that. Maybe I can add y'all on social media, too, if y'all don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Sweet Pea.
Hey, Truly.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Did you ever send me that song without the air in there?
Oh, hold on. Let me go see it. I sure did send it to you. I'm going to send it to you again.
I didn't see it.
I'll send it to you again.
You said you were going to do it over without the air in there.
Hold on. Let me load it. Because I said I was going to. Let me load my studio up. Because I had to take a break today. But I can go ahead and do it again.
Yeah, if you didn't, just send it back. And I'll send it right back to you.
Okay. You know, that first one he played, I did that one, too.
Well, send me whatever you got to send me.
Okay. Tweepy?
Tweepy!
Where the
hell are
you
been at, Brian?
Where's he at? Tweepy!
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Kind of.
Where you been at?
Tweepy!
Yeah, she asked you where you been.
What's up?
What up?
Not much. I'm trying to see where you been.
Man, I'm going through some show states and bad breaks. That's all. I got to move. Okay. I ain't got nowhere to move. I wish I had some sea folk, so I just blow this bitch up when I leave type of shit.
I'm scared of you.
Damn.
Yeah, I ain't never been leaking gas in a candle wall, bitch.
Oh, I already know what to do, but I won't do it. I'm scary now.
Some bleach and a lighter.
Man. I done got old and scary. And my,
this girl must be a
pro. She
bleach and a lighter.
Oh, I already know what to do. I take all my shit out this motherfucker, and this shit will be an inferno around this bitch. But nah, I ain't gonna do that.
I hope the fuck not. If you do, let me know so I can be the first one with the story. Shit. Like, I knew that nigga.
Oh, no, you just come down here and do it. Then you could get your own damn story. You know what I mean? Nah, I ain't going. It's all good like firewood. I ain't tripping, but you know what I'm saying. If it would have been me like 20 years ago, I'd be gone and this motherfucker be engulfed in flames. But nah, I can't do that. God don't like
us. Do it like that.
God don't like us, lad. Unless it's just your fate. I think God don't like ugly faces. They be like, damn, he ugly as fuck. Or she ugly as fuck. Damn. Did I make that?
Uh-oh.
That's another reason I ain't had no kids right there.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I just keep saying this shit, little motherfucker running around looking like me. I wouldn't put that on a child.
I got three of them little bastards looking like me. Now I got the goddamn grandkids looking like me, so that's on them.
The legacy lives on.
Hey, and they have some ugly-ass kids, that's on them.
When I'm dead, they ain't going to have nothing but old radio shows to go back to. Don't remember me.
Yes, the motherfuckers keep opening their legs. We're going to keep on having kids.
I ain't keep putting that in there.
I ain't having no more kids. Boy, I'll push the bitch down the stairs.
Look, more kids, more taxes.
We going
shit.
To hell, boy.
Shit. I ain't having no more kids. I can't be my age having no more kids.
What's your age?
Oops, huh?
What's your age?
19. Mm-mm. 30 something. Hey, Sweetie, shut up. 30 something. Mom. I had to kick her down the stairs like, oops, I'm sorry, let's go to the hospital. Hell no. Three kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 grandkids. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. I can't have a kid.
7 grandkids.
I can't have a kid younger than my grandkids.
Mm-mm. That's a lot of grandchildren.
So, ladies, about how old would y'all go, you know, within dating?
How what?
Well,
how old would y'all go, like, within dating? Like, how old, you know, can a man be, you know?
Well, I'm married. But my husband is younger than me, so. But it's not like, I don't know about, like, the people that's 10 and 12 and 15 years younger. I don't know if I could do that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But he's younger than me. He's not older than me. Talking to somebody that's older than you is not going to really make a big difference. That's a
If it didn't make a difference, R. Kelly would be out. Shit.
He did way more different shit than what we talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about messing with people's children. And he was adult. He was old enough to be their father. So, no, I don't mean like that. But definitely, I don't know if I would date somebody that's like 10 years younger than me or anything like that. But
my
husband is younger than me.
Did I do who?
You made a flyer?
I made a post.
I make flyers. Now, how much you gonna pay me to do it?
I made a post.
Okay, nobody.
Sufficient enough for what was going on.
Well, I can't play you. I can't hear my soul.
You talking.
I
can't play the motherfucker while you talking.
Nothing else. I'm cool.
I mean, we got 6 minutes left. You know, the song is 4 minutes, so yeah, I guess I can play the damn song and, shit, we're going to holler at y'all tomorrow night. Because I know it ain't going to be enough time left to come back in and say goodbye or nothing like that. Well, we'll probably do it. But we're going to do it anyway. We're going to start this song, Keith Sweat.
Who's making
me call Keith Sweat? I mean, not Keith Sweat. King Sweat. We're going to do this shit first here, man. It's called Fuck Frank Wade. Y'all check it out. You heard it first right here. Sneak peek.
I just followed you on Facebook. It's Mush Make 'Em Laugh on all platforms. That's MUSHMAKE, another E, MLAUGH. I can spell that again if you need me to.
Well, I'll be on the show tomorrow night. It was a pleasure rocking with y'all in Zone 24 TV. Boot Ali's on 24, Hustle Never Sleep. You already know I'm with the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk, True West Radio, King Scratch, Every Love, Mr. Edward, K9, Sweet P, Trulia, JoJo, and my homegirl from Chicago, Make 'em Laugh. Much Make 'em Laugh, baby. Hey, salute y'all. I'm out. Peace.
Good night.
Talk too much, let me spit. Shut the fuck up, let's do the damn thing. You can bring your crew, and I'll bring my gang. Banging on everybody, thinking you a kingpin. We can get the fade, just let me know where I win. Coward, take a shit, then you shower. On Facebook, lying every motherfucking hour. Who gives a fuck about that shit that you speaking? Stepping hot ones to leave your fat ass leaking. Seeking help, but you got pussy on your platter. I got enough in order to make all them niggas scatter. It really don't matter. One by one, two by two, three by three, I burn down the whole fucking tree. Anybody didn't see the glitch, he ain't nothing but a big fat lying ass bitch. Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
I like to hear his album, so he like to talk a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
Like to hear his album, so he like to talk a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Sorry, Mrs. Way, but your man is a bitch. If you got a little money, or even if you rich, we don't fuck with black women cause they pull his old core. When niggas come around, he always acting like he whore. Ask about the flowers in Daytona, he gon' lie. Call a front desk, ask for damn shit, tell you why. It was a favor for a favor. I love chocolate, but I know vanilla in its flavor. Ain't nothing wrong with that, I know your people can't stand it. No good man just fuck shit up at random. Doing your kids, keeping them safe for a minute. If he keep talking shit, we gon' jump up in it. Or when he hit the fan, I hope it fly in his lips. Shit in your place is way better than a hollow tip. This ain't over till we pay JoJo. It might be a day you won't see his ass no more.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot. Like to hear his album, so he like to talk a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
Like to hear his album, so he like to talk a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
Like to hear his album, so he like to talk a lot.
Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
Like to hear his song, so we like to talk a lot.
Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot.
On Facebook, cause he like to brag a lot.
Man, fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot. If y'all get involved with these motherfuckers, you gon' lose. You gon' spend money. You ain't gon' make no money.
No.
Then when you see his little punk ass homeboy look like a white Leonard, sock his ass out, cause he's a bitch too. Fuck Frank Way, fuck C-Spot. Nigga, this is too wet, motherfucker.
Nigga.
Bye.